All good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Glad to have you aboard. We got the Gunsmiths together again. It's a nice string. Love having these guys together again for the Gunsmith Show. We're going to move on we're going to talk about SBRs. This is not the acronym show. We've done one of those in the past. John did an all acronym show. But not this time. This time we're going to talk about SBRs. This is the only acronym segment of the show.
Well,
I don't know that, actually.
Surprise.
There might be more than one acronym. Short barrel rifles, that's what we're going to talk about. This first segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
Absolutely. Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive Center, 810-743-4210. I had Diamond Jim's do new tires in my car last week.
What a transition. It was funny to watch it. He's like, he barely made it to Diamond Jim's, and when he leaves, he calls me like 20 minutes later, goes, oh my God, I got a brand new car.
It runs like a brand new car.
Feels pretty good, huh?
It's perfect. They did a great job.
What brand tires did they put on?
Generals.
That's good looking
General
tires
too. They're good tires. So, yeah. Hey, if you need tires or any automotive work, Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive Service Center, 810-743-4210. Let them know the Gunsmith Show sent you.
That's right. And you can link to them right on our website, thegss.com. So thanks, you guys, both of you, for being here today. This beautiful Saturday morning. I love it. And this segment is SBRs, short-barreled rifles. I was going to say super beautiful Rugers,
Well, it's funny. If you search, what is an SBR? It gives me, Google AI does all these automotive, and there's like short bushing retention, yeah. Stuff like that. And I'm like, no. Yeah. Short-barreled
rifles.
That's
what I immediately thought.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. Yeah.
Not really. But people... SBRs are a big thing right now.
Because
of the NFA changes.
Yeah.
The tax stamp thing is gone. Short-barreled rifles are really, really cool.
NFA?
NFA.
Second acronym.
National Firearms Act.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just say.
Tax. Unfortunately, TAX is just a word. It's not an acronym.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can probably come up with one for that, though.
Yeah. It might start with F and anyways.
Those
So SBRs, according to the NFA, is any firearm with a buttstock that has a rifle barrel that is less than 16 inches long. So that's okay. We're done. We can go on the next segment now.
Well, or yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
Or an overall length of less than 26 inches. So it's either or, right? So
yep.
There's a couple of combinations here. The total length is measured in the extended position of the stock too. So if it's a collapsible stock, you got to extend that out all the way. So there's some rules and technicalities to all this.
Wow. So, well, it'd be interesting now to take a mini 14 and bring it down to a 13 inch barrel. And because that's the length the barrel would be on a mini 14 shortened.
Yeah.
And thread it. And that'd be a lot of fun.
And
right
they make
there.
Those 300 blackout minis.
I wish they do. They're hard to find.
They are.
I've been looking all over for one. They're hard to find. I just love mini 14s and I love the rock solid feel of them, but any 300 blackout is a good 300 blackout as far as I'm concerned.
Well, an SBR is different from an AR pistol because the AR pistol doesn't have a stock. It is technically considered a handgun.
Yeah.
And it's also different than that new wave of shotguns that fall under the other categories. Like I have a Mossberg Shockwave, a 590 Shockwave.
Yeah.
There's a loop. I say loopholes in paperwork, but it's not necessarily a loophole. It's a wording thing where... it clarifies rifled barrels of less than 16 inches. While a shotgun does not have a rifled barrel.
Exactly.
It falls into a category called other. And that's where the new wave of these short shotguns.
They're everywhere. They've seen them all the time.
Mossberg and Remington both produce them. And I'm sure there's a rash of imports.
Little side-by-sides and little over and unders.
Some of those are qualified as SBRs because they're under a certain length.
These are pistols. Yeah. These things are short.
That little shotgun, that little pump action breacher shotgun.
Well, I was looking at the over and under one. It looks like Jerry Reed and Gator.
Sure. And a lot of those.
Remember that? That's a classic movie, Dan. You should remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Gator McCluskey.
Of course I do, yeah.
Gator and Jerry Reed was the bad guy.
Yeah. Lightning. That one.
Yeah, it's the one after.
Sharky's Machine.
Yeah, it's the one after.
Where's the one with he and Ned Beatty?
That was, that was Deliverance.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
No, it wasn't as good. But anyways,
Is it the same? Is it the same character in White Lightning and Gator?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's Gator McCluskey.
Gator McCluskey.
And Gator is hated by Jerry Reed. And Jerry
not Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
No. He's hated by the other guy. Or don't is Jerry Reed?
Jerry
the
Reed's
heavy?
The bad guy. And
he's
the got
bad
the,
guy.
Jerry then he's the got the giant guy. They ran around.
How did they ever get Jerry Reed to do that?
I don't know. It's the only
Smokey and the Bandit. Seen. How can that guy?
I look at Jerry Reed, and all I want to do is say, they called him Amos Moses.
I know.
And, great tune. And but what a great guitarist. But anyways, enough talk about that. Let's get back to SBRs.
Anyways, as we digress,
I'm sorry.
Into our acronym show.
Yeah.
So SBRs, along with suppressors, must be purchased from a Class 3 dealer.
Yeah.
So you have to find a Class 3 firearms dealer.
Right.
Which Williams is one, and I know there's others around the state, but Williams is probably the closest one here.
Oh, certainly. Well, they're the king of the crop, so king of the cock of the walk. That's
there
what
they you
are.
Go. So SBRs and suppressors must be purchased from the correct type of dealer. You can't just go buy it from Jimmy next door.
Yeah.
You can't have the neighbor, I made this in my shop. No, hang on. Wrong. You know,
that's the worry for me is I'm concerned about the manufacturing of a SBR. Do you have to have a license to manufacture? And that's the gray area that scares me because, man, there's lots of guns I have that I'd love to have cut down and turn into SBRs. And
right.
So I that's where I'm, you know.
That's where you need a legal advice.
Yeah, yeah.
To tackle that one.
I don't ever want anything in my repertoire to have any felonies attached to it. You know what I mean?
Felonies are not fun. Felonies are felonies.
I don't want to have a new friend in prison. You know what I mean?
Speaking of deliverance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. I don't want to have to, bust out of jail and have good music playing as I jump the fence and run away from the prison.
You jumping a fence? That'd be a sight to see.
Well, I could trip over it.
Roll it under it on accident.
Plow right through it.
I get tangled right up in it is what I do. But anyway.
Look like that end of The Great Escape and you're stuck in the barbed
wire.
Yeah,
stuck in the
wire
and Steve McQueen's giving up.
See, you can pretend like you don't like that sort of thing, Jacob, but you're right.
You're a movie buff. You are a movie buff.
Anyways.
That's going to be my new goal is to throw you off.
We're cut.
To get you involved in the nonsense.
We are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you still have to fill out proper paperwork for all of these.
Yes.
Things. And a passport photo. It's real easy to do. Like Williams has the whole terminal port system there.
It's called a kiosk.
Kiosk.
Yeah. And it's from a silencer shop. Handles all of it. And I did one of mine through there. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah, you fill it all out.
I have a number that I can, you go back in and you just put your number in, and it's like, it's your serial number. All your information's in there.
There you go.
Piece of cake. It makes it super easy. It almost makes it too easy.
So,
because now, this morning, it was yesterday morning. I called Eric at Williams, and I said, tell me about the 36M. And it's the new 36 hybrid suppressor from Silencer Co. But it does 9mm, but it can also go up to, it's made for pistols and rifles.
Will it do my 35 Whalen?
It'll do 338 Lapuas. So I'm thinking.
I don't have one of those.
I know, but it'll probably do a 35 Whalen.
Well, if it'll do that, then yes,
it'll do that. It's 36 caliber, I believe. So yeah, it would cover your gun. So it'll handle 9mm. Yeah, it'll do it. Because 9mm is 355.
Correct. Is it a big suppressor?
It's about the size of my 46.
So it's a larger suppressor.
It's about the same size as my 30 can, my Gemtech. But they're nice. You know, I just like the Silencer Co. line. Rock solid. You know, but there's so many new companies out there right now. People making suppressors. But
there are.
But that kiosk, and they do that ATF e-form right there, and they get it done. So, and it even has an app where it takes your picture right there.
Correct.
So all your work is done in an hour, and you don't have to go anywhere.
You have to
go,
like when I did mine, I had to go to the courthouse, had to have the sheriff's stamp of approval.
Yeah.
Drive downtown. It's like, this is a hassle.
And then remember what it took? It took me, 14 months?
It took me 15. And now people are saying, some people are getting them in three days.
Yeah.
A week, 3 days. It's crazy.
And
there's no more $200 tax stamp fee.
Yeah, which makes it all the better. It's already expensive to buy a suppressor or an SBR.
Yeah,
and then you got to pay the $200 tax stamp on top of that. And what it's actually always been taxation without representation. You know, there was nothing to represent the need for a tax stamp. Although we get them, but we don't have to pay for them. I think there's a $5 fee or something, but that's it, I think. But I don't know for sure.
Of what?
I thought there was still like a $5 tax or something on it.
I mean, there's tax, but there's not a there's tax on purchasing it, but there's not a, a tax stamp fee.
Yeah.
So yeah, they got rid of that. So
right. Well, good. Yep. Good.
Now, here's the big thing. If you are 21 years of age or older, you are allowed legal. If you're over 21 and legally allowed to own a firearm,
yeah,
you are legally allowed to purchase an SBR or a suppressor. So, oh man, can I pass it? Well, have you bought a gun legally?
Yeah, did you pass the paperwork? Check,
if
yeah.
you passed the background check, you've never been discharged from the military for being mentally.
Yeah, no miss.
All of that, you are legally allowed to spend your hard earned money
right.
and purchase a firearm or a suppressor.
But what are the benefits of having an SBR? What do you think the benefits are?
Well, I like the fact that, it kind of reminds me of that World War II mantra of the M1 carbine was just to get you to your rifle. Remember that the handguns and M1 carbines were the smaller firearms
yeah.
designed to get you to your rifle. But the SBR, it's nice because it's just a smaller all-around package.
To me, an SBR perfection is a 300 blackout, heavy bullet suppressed, and just kicking butt and taking names.
And some calibers, like the 300 blackout, are designed for the best performance out of a shorter barrel.
Out of a 10.5 or shorter inch barrel. Yeah, so that's great. So I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to my next project. And it makes me look at my collection and say, there's going to be some machining done on some of these, and I'm going to get, but I'm going to find out if I got to get my license first or afterwards. And I'll get an answer for that for next week.
There
get it clarified. So, well, what's next, Jake?
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some SBRs that you can purchase.
Hey.
And come with some of the fun
Are
things about them.
Are you giving me a PO? I can go purchase something?
Yeah, not me.
I don't think he's authorized to sign your PO, John.
I am not.
I don't think so
there's
either.
A higher authority that you need a signature from.
My wife does listen to the show, so... Got to be careful.
More Gunsmiths coming up right after this.